is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Akron, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on Election Day, or the last Election Day, since voting has been going on since October 29th. If you haven't voted yet, make sure you do by 9 p.m. tonight at your local polling precinct. Please vote. And today we will hear some about the election. We'll hear about the candidates asking you to write in their names on the governor line, and we'll hear more about today's voting on the WGXC Morning Show. Plus, we'll hear national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather and the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy finishes singing this song. And then it's time for the local news on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network.
Friday, November 11th, tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Performances from Skyfurrows, Boulay, and Doubles. Skyfurrows is fronted by poet Karen Schomer from Columbia County. The rest of the band hails from Albany. Boulay is Wednesday Knudsen and Clark Griffin of Pigeons, who hail from Austerlitz. And then the band Doubles is from Kingston. So a triple Hudson Valley bill, Friday, November 11th, at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will have a live web stream at WGXC.org. Click on the Listen button and scroll down to find the extra web stream. From 8 to 11 p.m., Friday, November 11th, turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill to see and hear Skyfurrows, Boulay, and Doubles, or tune in at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Philip Pantuso reports for the Times Union that the Dutchess County Board of Elections may not have time to establish a polling site at Vassar College before the general election is complete because the county's Republican Elections Commissioner misinterpreted the state Supreme Court order last week that the campus must have a polling place. Quote, he's effectively run out the clock, unquote, said Perry Grossman, supervising attorney with the New York Civil Liberties Union's Voting Rights Project, which coordinates election protection efforts in New York, including in this case. The Republican commissioner, Eric J. Height, was named as a defendant in a petition filed last week by the League of Women Voters of the Mid-Hudson region. a Vassar College student, and a Vassar professor. The college has more than 1,000 registered voters, thereby requiring a polling place be located on or near campus, according to state election law. The petition accused Height of stonewalling Vassar's attempts to coordinate a voting site with the County Board of Elections. Late last week, Supreme Court Justice Christy L. D'Alessi ruled in the petitioner's favor. Democratic Elections Commissioner Hannah Black, among others, interpreted the ruling to mean the Vassar location would be an additional voting site for the three election districts the college includes. But Height said the decision designated the Vassar location as a replacement for other sites in all three districts. Then late November 4th, Height's attorney, David Jensen, filed an appeal of DeLisi's decision. DeLisi clarified the situation early November 7th, entering an order stating her ruling, quote, explicitly granted petitioner's requested relief in its entirety, specifically the designation of a polling site on the Vassar College campus. There was no request for replacement or removal of any other polling site, unquote. Height has a history of making it more difficult for college students in Dutchess County to vote, including past efforts at Bard College, the Culinary Institute of America, Marist College, and now Vassar College. Asked late November 7th to clarify if the Board of Elections would install a polling place on Vassar's campus, Height responded, quote, my intention is to follow the order now that the lower court judge has cleaned up her muddy decision from last week. It may be impossible, but only if the Democrats drag their feet, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that the super rich are attempting to sway the outcome of the governor's election this fall, with political action committee spending doubling in the final 2 weeks of the election. Billionaire cosmetics heir Ronald Lauder is running ads about surging crime in New York to scare voters to Republican Lee Zeldin, while James Dolan, the rich man who owns Madison Square Garden, had his super PAC spend $560,000 on television, radio, and digital ads backing Democrat Kathy Hochul just under 2 weeks before voting ends. Dolan is betting on Hochul's support of a $7 billion redevelopment of Penn Station to boost his own business. The two state teachers' unions also added $500,000 each last month into a pro-Hochul called Progress NYS. Meanwhile, Save Our State New York and Safe Together New York, two groups supported by Lauder, have spent over $15 million for Zeldin. John Kahaney, executive director of Good Government Group Reinvent Albany, said, and I quote, this is the first of what I would call a modern election, an independent expenditure-driven election. I think this is the way it's going to be forward, end quote. The Times Union says that Lauder alone accounts for nearly a third of the money raised to help Zeldin get elected. In 2018, former Governor Andrew Cuomo received $4 million in unlimited outside spending, and this year's election has already been injected with more than five times that amount. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Larry Parnas reports for the Berkshire Eagle that Berkshire Health Systems announced November 7th that it will no longer require its 3,000-member workforce to receive the bivalent booster against the coronavirus. Quote, we are withdrawing the bivalent booster requirement put in place on October 24th, effective immediately, unquote, the statement said. Quote, we continue to strongly recommend that all BHS employees and patients be vaccinated with the bivalent booster dose in order to best protect their own health, unquote. The mandate drew fire, including an online petition signed by 890 people accusing the company of bullying workers. In its statement, the nonprofit said that while data on the effectiveness of the booster shows it to be effective at greatly reducing the severity of illness, quote, it may be less effective at preventing transmission of the virus, unquote. For that reason, masking and other measures will be needed in the months ahead to contain the spread of COVID-19, the health system said. It operates Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield, Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington, and other satellite programs. The petition said that some BMC workers objected to earlier mandates after vaccines appeared in 2021, but went along. Quote, many of us went against our values. Some of us suffered terrible long-term health consequences, and many of us left the company due to BMC's failure to take medical and religious exemptions seriously, unquote, the petition said. Opponents also cited the fact that the bivalent booster is not effective at reducing transmission of the disease, a point BHS conceded in its statement on November 7th. The company said its COVID-19 policies were designed to protect employees and the public based on, quote, the latest scientific information, laws, regulations, and guidance from public health agencies and other important factors, unquote. The hospital said that newer coronavirus variants, including BQ1, BQ11, and BA46, are likely to be prevalent in the region this fall and winter. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Shannon Young reports for Politico that Attorney General Letitia James on November 3rd said that Teva Pharmaceuticals will pay New York up to $523 million for its role in the opioid crisis. A year ago, a Suffolk County jury found the drug maker liable for helping to fuel opioid addictions and overdose deaths in New York. So far, pharmaceutical companies have had to pay New York more than $2 billion over the issue. James said in a statement, and I quote, "I made a promise to put an end to the havoc wreaked by opioid manufacturers in New York and across the nation and to hold them accountable for the consequences. This is a landmark day in our battle against the opioid crisis," end quote. The state's new Opioid Settlement Fund Advisory Board will decide how the money from those settlements will be distributed in New York. Read more about this story at Politico.
Mid-Hudson News reports that the Mid-Hudson Processing and Distribution Center at Stewart Airport is one of 10 postal facilities nationwide to be designated by the Postal Service as a sorting and delivery center as part of a 10-year plan to modernize the delivery network. As part of the plan, carrier operations will move, where feasible, to new sorting and delivery centers that have better infrastructure and adequate space, docks, conveyors, and material handling equipment for more efficient operations, a postal spokesperson said. Postal retail units, including P.O. Box service, will stay in operation, but carrier operations will shift to the Stewart Center and others like it around the nation. The Postal Service said the model will, quote, "greatly improve our transportation utilization by reducing transportation entirely. Additionally, it will allow postal delivery routes to be revamped to make them more efficient and cost-effective," unquote. The initiative will also make it possible for the Postal Service to use more battery electric vehicles. The conversion process will take time, with the first sorting and delivery center operational in Athens, Georgia. More than 100 new locations nationwide will be evaluated. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Scott Stafford reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Williamstown Police Department is the latest in Western Massachusetts to add body cameras. Interim Police Chief Mike Ziemba says, "In communities experiencing strained relations with the police, body cams provide another line of transparency and accountability. They can provide critical evidence on calls and crimes," end quote. Hugh Daly, chair of the town select board, agrees. He says, and I quote, "I think body cams can enhance police effectiveness and foster a better relationship with the community. I believe this is further evidence of Chief Zamba's and the whole department's commitment to increasing transparency and accountability of the WPD," end quote. But Jessica Dills, a town resident working for police reform in Williamstown, wonders whether body cams will achieve much. Dills said, and I quote, "Studies have shown that it is actually the engaged citizenry with their own cell phone footage that ends up being seen by the public in cases of police abuse and misconduct. The vast majority of footage collected by police-worn body cameras is never seen by those same citizens or anyone outside the departments in which they reside," end quote. In nearby Pittsfield, two police officers' unions have derailed body cameras there without saying why they oppose the effort. Meanwhile, police officers in Great Barrington recently added body cameras. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 26 degrees. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 54 degrees. And Wednesday night, clear with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
On Tuesday, November 8th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM and Sounds to Vote By on the last day of voting this fall. WGXC Morning Show will cover the election at 9 a.m. Then we head to Catskill with Corey McClaskind at 10 a.m. for the Forgotten Geek Show. 11 a.m., we hear music from Suzanne Tiani, Gordon Mumma, Conrad Bomer, and others on the Early Electro Mix Show. Then Rob Saver has a Vote for America show on his Overlooked program at noon after the local news. There's Radio Art Pop at 3 p.m., and then the WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Hudson with Randall Martin at 4 p.m. Then The Lights with Jenny and Amanda is live from Hudson at 7 p.m. talking about the latest movies. And then Andy French has Crawl Out from the Fallout at 8 p.m. And Dan Seward beams in live from Columbia County at the Battlefield Earth Show at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
As part of a fundraiser for Temple Israel of Catskill, Rachel Wagman will perform works of Strauss, Mozart, Puccini, Stravinsky, and others on Sunday, November 20th at 3 p.m. at the Temple Israel of Catskill. Find out more about this fundraiser for Temple Israel of Catskill on the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
Early Electro Mix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, November 8th. Local early morning temperatures range from 33 degrees in Pittsfield, Mass to 44 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 53 degrees. 1,100 miles away is where the closest snow falls today, north of Lake Superior in the province of Ontario. Locally, it is going to be windy, but also sunny. Gusts hit 25 miles per hour, mostly during the midday. And we will get a high temperature of 53 at 3 p.m. Overnight, conditions reaching freezing as we dip to 25 degrees. Tomorrow, the mercury bounces back up to 52 degrees. Overnight, not quite as bad, hitting 35. Then, Thursday, it's 64 degrees in the afternoon. Friday's looking good, hitting 65 degrees. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:24 a.m., low tide at 8:49 a.m., High tide again at 2:44 p.m., then low tide once again at 9:29 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 57 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 5:29 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:33 a.m. Looking way up, we see chances for solar flares are picking up. As of the recording, there is a 25% chance of M-class and 10% chance of X-class flares. Solar wind speed is currently 373.4 kilometers per second at 0.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible today, with fair for only 4 megahertz and lower overnight. The 24-hour predicted KPNX is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 80. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Philip Grant of Nassau, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Why did you say that?
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles, alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio.
I'm Eva Wartell, and you, my friend, are...
Last I looked, Michelle Curtis. Nice to be here. Thank you. It's a beautiful day outside today.
It really is. Well, I wouldn't know here in the Carnegie Room, but it looks beautiful through the window. Yes, the sky is blue. And there's a bevy of children outside in the hall in the children's library here in the Catskill Public Library. They're having a Halloween party. And maybe some of the kids will come in and talk to us about their costumes.
Nope.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But we're going to start out right at the top with our friend and neighbor, Foggy Otis, who has stopped in. He's got a new song pre-election to encourage everyone to get out and vote and do the right thing. So we're going to get started. Yeah,
we're
going to hear the song. Foggy.
This is a Willie Nelson song, so my little interpretation. If you don't like who's in there, vote him out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. If you don't like who's in there, vote him out. Vote him out. Vote him out. And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. And we'll bring the new ones in and start that show again. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Bunch of clowns you voted in. Election day is coming round again. And if you don't like them now, you can change it anyhow. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out. Vote them out. When they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Then we'll bring the new ones in and start it up again. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out. If you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
Yo, don't just vote.
just vote. We have to excise a malignant cancer from the body politic. But that's just the beginning. Real politics is what you do before and after you push the lever. You have to keep your shoulder to the wheel, engagement, activism, organizing. That's what will make the difference.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This election isn't a referendum, it's a choice. It's a choice between two fundamentally different visions of America.
Election Day is here, and it's been all hands on deck on both sides of the aisle to ensure the vote gets out. It's been hectic leading up to today for many politicians, including President Biden, who spoke at a campaign rally for Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul. It'll be a tight race, as many supporters of Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin say they'll vote on Election Day, a trend that could be witnessed across the country as distrust in the election system grows. While Republicans are likely to maintain a majority in the House, the future of the Senate is uncertain. The battle to see who will win control of the Senate is a toss-up, with some saying it'll come down to a few battleground states like Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New Hampshire. First Lady Jill Biden was on the campaign trail Monday in support of Virginia Democratic Representative Jennifer Wexton, while the First Lady urged constituents to re-elect Wexton so that Democrats could continue the progress they've made since President Biden took office. Wexton was hopeful voters would vote with the same enthusiasm they did back in 2020.
It's because of you that we restored the soul of America by electing Joe Biden in 2020. It's because of you that we're going to hold on to this seat and defend our majority in Congress.
Former President Donald Trump was in Miami on Sunday, stumping for Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Despite speculation that former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis might both be vying for a presidential run in 2024, Trump expressed his support for the two Republican candidates in the Sunshine State.
The people of Florida are going to reelect the wonderful, the great friend of mine, Marco Rubio, to the United States Senate. And you're going to reelect Ron DeSantis as your governor of your state?
The results from today's elections will impact President Biden's next 2 years in office, but they will also foreshadow 2024, says elections analyst Sean Trendy.
I know we're here to talk about 2022, but we'll be talking about 2024 in 2 days.
On Monday, officials from the Department of Justice confirmed they are expanding in-person monitoring of polling locations following threats, incidents, and attempts to interfere with the election process. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president hopes the country's ideals are upheld at the polls.
Violence has no place in our democracy. He will continue to condemn violence, as you've heard him say, as you've heard me say from this very podium. He believes other leaders of both parties have a responsibility to communicate just that.
Finally, Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, tweeted Monday that independent-minded voters should choose a Republican Congress given the presidency is Democratic, and later clarified that his historical party affiliation had always been independent, with a voting history consisting entirely of Democrats until now. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Don't expect election results on election night. A surge of early midterm voting, particularly mail-in voting, will mean that we shouldn't expect results on Tuesday or possibly even until next week in many states. NBC reports as of November 7th, 41.3 million ballots had been cast early. 54% of those ballots were cast by mail and 46% were by in-person voting. Election workers will tell you that counting mail ballots is a slower process, even if the tabulation is done by machine. Each mail-in ballot usually has an outer mailing envelope, which must be scanned and carefully opened. Then an inner envelope with the ballot and signed affidavit is opened. There also may be copies of identification enclosed, which need to be checked. Mail-in ballots are often folded, but folding in itself can sometimes challenge optical scanning machines. While some states have changed their laws to allow counting of early ballots before Election Day, in other states, processing can't even begin until election night. The good news is that mail-in options, while slower, give access to many who might not otherwise be able to vote, including hourly workers, disabled voters, seniors, citizens living in remote areas, and others. So while we're all itchy to see the results, the benefits of increasing access to all eligible voters is worth the wait. We have links to articles on the counting and security of mail-in ballots at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
2022 music there, brand new from Yola Tenga. The song is called Fallout on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
In a nearly 1 hour and 45 minute challenging of the status quo, Libertarian candidate for governor Larry Sharp and Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins faced off in a virtual debate. Opening statements began with Sharp.
The biggest issues that we're dealing with in New York State right now are actually people leaving, right? New Yorkers are leaving in droves. There's no tomorrow. It's been happening for over a decade. Literally last month, over 6,000 New Yorkers changed their license from New York to Florida. Think about that. Over 6,000. That's 200 a day. They're all leaving like there's no tomorrow. And that's a problem, right? I don't want them to be leaving New York, and they are. How do we fix that? We fix that by dealing with opportunity. We deal with that. We fix that by dealing with affordability. And we deal with that by dealing with, as you mentioned, safety. All of those. We try to fix opportunity, affordability, and safety. And we do that without just yelling other guy bad, right? That's what we've been doing. The left yells the right is bad. The right yells left is bad. What you're going to find today is that we're going to give you actual answers. We're going to tell you what we think and how we can make this work. That's what we're going to be doing tonight.
Well, thank you, Christy, for hosting this debate. You know, Larry and I should have been on the Spectrum News debate last week. We both got double the votes we needed in 2018 to secure a ballot line through this year, 2022. But Andrew Cuomo and the Democrats changed up on us in midstream and tripled the requirements in terms of votes we needed. They added the presidential election and then the signatures we needed to get back on the ballot. So here we are. And by the way, I'm on my gubernatorial campaign website is HawkinsMatera.org. Look, the first reason I'm asking for a write-in vote is to protest this exclusionary ballot access law that kept the Greens and the Libertarians off the ballot. This is the first time since 1946 and the only other time since 1891 when they first introduced state-issued secret ballots that only the Democrat and Republican are on the ballot. People, voters, have been denied all their choices. So I'm asking for your vote for an inclusive multi-party democracy. And being the Green Party candidate, of course, I'm appealing to socialists and liberals and progressive populists to vote for the Greens for the progressive agenda that the Democrats talk about. There are lots of bills in the legislature, but they don't pass them. So a vote for us is a vote for a Green New Deal for 100% clean energy and zero emissions in 10 years. A program that my running mate and I, my running mate Gloria Matera, first campaigned for in 2010. And here we are, and little's being done about the climate crisis. It's a vote for an economic bill of rights. So everybody has an opportunity, a right to a living wage job, an income above poverty, affordable housing, comprehensive health care, and lifelong public education from child care through college. And finally, it's a vote for the inclusive democracy, not just fair ballot access, but we want ranked choice voting for statewide offices, including senators and president. That ends a spoiler problem that people face in the winner take all system, and for proportional representation in the legislature through ranked choice voting in multi-member districts. That eliminates gerrymandering. Right now, almost all of our districts are non-competitive, one-party districts. We know who's going to win before the election happens. It's a farce. So we need these changes to really have an inclusive democracy. So those are good reasons to write in Howie Hawkins and Gloria Matera.
Both Sharp and Hawkins were asked how they can handle the narrative they cannot make an impact politically on the race. First, we hear from Larry, then Howie.
The reality of it is every single bad thing you're unhappy about, everything you don't like came because of the two parties. It all came because of Democrats and Republicans. They're the ones who made everything happen. If you're unhappy about X or unhappy about Y, it's because of Democrats and Republicans. They have been the ones to do it. How's your voting got it so far? How's it worked out for you? Right? Remember something. When you look at someone like, say, Bush in 2000, Bush got us Obama. Obama got us Trump. Trump got us Biden. Who's winning? Nobody's winning. We're fighting to say, hey, this time we'll stop it. But then it just delays your pain for 4 years or 8 years.
Well, I say to people that look at that lesser evil problem, it's real. The center-left vote for us gets split, and a lot of people settle for the Democrats even though they support our platform. And when you do that, you silence yourself. You get lost in the sauce. You know, if you want a universal health care system with a single public payer, the New York Health Act, which Hochul is opposed to, and you vote for her because she's the lesser evil, you just voted against what you want. You voted against yourself. You got lost in the sauce. Your vote is your voice. And if you want to be heard, vote for what you want and make the politicians come to you.
Again, starting with Sharp, here are their closing statements.
We have been robbed. That's what we have. We've been robbed. We've been robbed of choice. We've been robbed of the opportunity to make change. We have been robbed by our own state. We are being robbed daily. We are being robbed of our freedom, robbed of our money, robbed of our opportunity. We are being robbed. So we have to change that. How can we change that? Well, Larry, this time there's a chance that this could happen or this could happen. No, that's all a lie. Because no matter who wins, the Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. They give us the same thing. To be forward, unless a miracle happens, Kathy Hochul is going to win again. Why? Because the Republicans made sure to throw off people like me and Howie. We were the only types of people who could have made an actual coalition against the establishment to beat her. That was the only chance, was it a coalition against the establishment. And when you get rid of all third parties, there can be no coalition. So the establishment consistently wins. We have to stop that without question. The Democrats were the first ones who beat us up. And then after that, the Republicans agreed. And then this year, the Democrats sued Howie off and the Republicans sued me off the ballot. They took your taxpayer dollars, they took your donations, and they took that and took us to court and they threw us off the ballot. They used your money literally to take away your choice. When they take away your choice, they take away your voice. Whatever you do, whether you prefer what Howie said or what I said, don't you dare vote for a Democrat or Republican if you're a New Yorker. If you do, shame on you. Let me say it again. If you do, shame on you. You are literally being, you literally have Stockholm syndrome. You are allowing your oppressor to actually say, oh no, I love my oppressor. No, don't you dare do that. If you prefer me, write in Larry Sharp November 8th. You prefer Howie, write in Howie Hawkins November 8th. Don't you dare do anything else. Because if we actually get 130,000 votes, either one of us, there will be an independent party in New York State. Now, I know people say all the time, wait a minute, Larry, there are actually other parties. They're all parasite parties. They're not real. The only parties that actually run candidates and don't just piggyback off someone else, it's the Green Party, Libertarian Party. And that's why you see us here. That's it. You must, without question, you must, if you care about your state, if you care about freedom, if you care about having choice, you must write in either Larry Sharp or Howie Hawkins, if you're a New Yorker, November 8th, no matter what. Everything else is a lie. Don't believe it. They are lying to you. You have Stockholm syndrome.
Well, once again, I want to thank Chrissy for hosting this and Peter for being a moderator and Larry for agreeing to this. I emailed him a couple of weeks ago and said, we should do a debate because the Hochul-Zeldin debate is going to be not very enlightening for the voters. And, you know, we finally got it together and I'm glad we did. Larry mentioned, you know, these government lawyers for the Board of Elections, you know, arguing for the law that made it impossible for the real independent parties to be on the ballot. And it's worse than that. The judges, the district court judge made a decision that got the facts and the law wrong. And our lawyers, you know, corrected him in their briefs to the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. And a three-person bench from that or panel from that court issued an insulting, disrespectful two-sentence decision, said, you know, we're affirming the district court. So we're appealing. It's called en banc. You get the whole court, long shot, but we're fighting there and we're going to fight for legislation. But, you know, you got to vote for one of us just as a vote of protest to this, you know, terrible system they set up where you got two corporate funded candidates that really don't have solutions and their whole, you know, election campaign is about saying how bad the other candidate is. And if you, as I said before, if you vote for the lesser evil, who doesn't support what you want, you're voting against yourself. You get lost in the sauce because if the things you want, I use the example of single payer health care, and that's what you want, and you don't vote for the candidate that supports it, you're voting against it because Hochul's against it, Zeldin's against it. So, you know, a write-in vote for me and Gloria Matera is a vote for a Green New Deal, an economic bill of rights, and probably the most important issue, an inclusive multi-party democracy. So the way you write in is you go down that gubernatorial column to the bottom, and there's a write-in box. And in my case, you write in Howie Hawkins and Gloria Matera, my running mate for lieutenant governor, M-A-T-T-E-R-A, and keep it within the box or it won't count. And, you know, make yourself heard. Your vote is your voice. So speak up and make the politicians come to you.
This is Blaze Bryant reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day. We start each renewable weather forecast off with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Mobil in Caro has gas for $3.79 a gallon. That's the lowest price according to the Gas Buddy website. Then we look at the air quality forecast, which is a 33 in the good range on Tuesday, almost identical to Monday. The UV index is identical to Monday. It's a 3, the bottom of the medium range. And the National Weather Service in Albany says it will be on sunny on Tuesday, good for local solar panels, with a high of 48 and a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Tuesday night, the forecast is for clear skies with a low around 25. Coldest night of the year so far. The north wind, 6 to 9 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 22 miles per hour for those windmills. Wednesday should be sunny with a high of 52 and a wind from the south, 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Low around 32 and a southwest wind at night, 6 to 8 miles per hour. Then Thursday should be sunny with a high of 62 and a low around 43. You're listening to the radio. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Solar-powered radio for open ears.
Next, we hear from James Marlon Magas with a collaboration with Miss Pussycat, who usually plays with Quintron. This is from James Marlon Magas' 2022 album, Confusion Is My Name. It's called Irma Irma. We'll be right back. from the 2022 album. Is it going to get any deeper than this from the Soft Pink Truth? This is Deeper.